Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.
Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Well, the consequence of a wish is portrayed in Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. The play serves as the spring production of the University of Louisiana Monroe School of Visual and Performing Arts. The show's director, Robin Stevens, and orchestra conductor, Jason Reinhardt, join me in studio. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad that you're here. Robin, a somewhat frightening fairy tale when consequences come into play with the characters. Share with us on how the story begins, some of the familiar names from Into the Woods.
Well, all these fairy tales are brought together by a childless couple who wish to have a child, and in order to do so, they have to basically go on a scavenger hunt, and they have to retrieve the red cape from Little Red Riding Hood. They have to get Cinderella's golden slipper. They have to get some of the hair from Rapunzel's lovely hair. And so it is a collision of all these grim fairy tale characters that are meeting in the woods based on this quest of this childless couple to gather the ingredients for the potion to break the spell.
Yeah. We know about the hopeful, curious outlook of the characters. Does that develop? Does it change during the course of the story?
Oh, yes. There's two acts to the show. The first act is the familiar stories with Little Red Riding Hood and the wolf and Jack and the Beanstalk and the giant. And so all those fairy tales that we know somehow as children, they're read to us. We see them on TV. We see them in our coloring books. We see them. We get it. But in the second act, something happens to them. After their wishes are fulfilled in the first act, real life begins to happen to these characters. And they become more than just the iconic fairy book people, but they become real people, like you and me, who have the trials and tribulations of life, such as loss, death, marriage, you know, that kind of thing. So it becomes a real story in the second act.
Some of the actors and actresses, the main characters of the production.
First of all, this is a university production, and all the characters are being portrayed by our students. And we are very, very lucky. We have some great singers and actors and dancers in this piece. The main characters, really, the people who drive the show, are the baker and the baker's wife. And they are really unknown characters. They're unnamed characters, and they're not grim characters. They're characters that were written by Sondheim and Lapine to sort of drive and connect the fairy tale stories. But we do have a Cinderella and a Prince Charming. We have a Rapunzel and a Rapunzel's prince. We have Jack and the Beanstalk and his suffering mother. We have all those sort of familiar people also in the show.
Yeah, lots of great characters to see and enjoy during the show. Well, Jason, the show has won Tony Awards, among those for Best Score. Share on how the musical numbers really work well with this story.
Well, it won Best Score the same year that Phantom of the Opera came out on Broadway. And so to beat that well-known musical that is actually still on Broadway is remarkable in the same year. But Sondheim's music in this show in particular is very interesting, because normally in your orchestrations, the orchestra will have the melody and the singer will double it and sing with an instrument in the front pit. But in this production, a lot of the times the orchestra just has harmonies and rhythmic stuff, and the actual melody line comes from the singer themselves. So it makes it kind of a unique sound, and a Sondheim sound, rather than, you know, an Andrew Lloyd Webber big old orchestra.
Yeah. Do we get the feel of the fairy tale, whether it be like percussion accents or, you know, runs from orchestra members and things like that kind of interplaying with the story?
Yeah, because the music is written, Little Red Riding Hood has her own signature music, and the birds that help Cinderella, they have their own music, and it's almost kind of like a cinematic. Just listening to it, you know who's going to be on stage, what you're hearing from the audience, and there is quite a bit of percussion. The witch has a lot of magic spells that she casts, and a lot of that stuff, the spells come from the orchestra.
Right. Something that has kind of come together well that you're looking forward to in the show.
I'm waiting for the orchestra and the singers to come together, and we're doing that for the first time this weekend, so I'm very excited about that.
Yeah. Well, Robin, take a moment to share on the some of the scenes, some of the backdrops that we'll see, and kind of taking us into the woods.
Well, a lot of the show takes place in the woods, and that's not surprising, is it?
Stepping out from behind the trees and things like that?
Yes, and behind the bushes and from hiding places. And the first act is a very lush, green, inviting fairy tale woods that is someplace we all want to be from time to time. It's a place to get lost. It's a place to find things. It's really lovely and somewhat peaceful. Second act, our woods become somewhat apocalyptic. We lose all the green and it becomes brown and such. Maybe very much like what happened, Katrina did to New Orleans. It sort of browned it up. There was something happened. And so again, when you're in that kind of environment, something happens to you. It's sort of an act of survival, mm-hmm. and struggle. But yeah, most of it happens in the woods. We do have some scenes in the households of Jack and the Beanstalk and his mother, Cinderella's household, also the baker's house. So there are some other types of scenes, but most of the show takes place in this sort of outdoor arena.
Yeah, lots of fun story we know, and then kind of a story to come. Well, the program, the performance is getting underway next week. The performance dates and times.
Well, we open April a week 3rd. From last night. Yeah.
April 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. The 3rd and 4th is at 7:30 p.m., and the 6th is at 2 p.m. It's a matinee on Sunday. And the 5th is also at 7:30 p.m., but also KEDM is sponsoring a gala, the director's gala, beforehand from 5 to 7. And you can call 342-1414 for tickets to the regular show, or for the gala, you can go to kedm.org.
Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, presented by the ULM Visual and Performing Arts. Jason Reinhardt serves as orchestra conductor, and Robin Stephen is the show's director. Thank you both for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks.
You can hear this and other Landyap podcast by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.